Let's talk about something else that's also in the news right now. And this just happened in Minneapolis. They decided that they no longer wanted police officers to be security in schools. It's sort of a just decided that they were going to do that. Now the Chicago Teachers Union and other community groups are getting together to start a petition to do the same thing here. Is that the right idea? What do you think about that? I suppose when it works well with police, that it could be a very positive experience with a police officer in your school. Some of the teachers are saying that they don't have a positive. Here's one of the teachers, Charity Freeman in Chalk Beach, Chicago, computer science teacher at Lane Tech, said that she asked her students about what they think about police officers being in the school, and it made them anxious. Surprised to hear that, but she said it was a bit heartbreaking to hear that. So they're trying to say, put them there. Don't have the police officers there. Have other people serve in that position. It just seems strange when we know that there are violent outbreaks in schools, and I wonder if not the police, who are trained, in the best of scenarios, who are trained to handle these kinds of things, when there are gang issues or violence breaks out, someone brings a gun to school, so many things that we've seen over and over, fights get violent, that you're trying to protect the rest of the school as well. I've heard some principals are saying, no, don't take away our off-duty police officers who work here. It's an issue, and it's front and center, and I think it will be more so in days to come. Denver is also taking a look at this. Minneapolis just did it. Let's talk to Chalk Beat reporter Yana Kunichoff. She's the one who just wrote one of the recent articles, very in-depth article too. Yana, thanks for coming into WGN, calling into WGN.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
So many sides to this. As a white person in America, I went to Lane Tech. I feel like I always had good relationships with police officers, and that sometimes it was even very comforting to have them there when there were days when something was tense in the school. This is a different perspective. They're saying that this isn't the right way to go moving forward. What are you hearing about this movement?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. This is not really a new movement. There have been some groups in Chicago that have called for removing police from schools really for years now. But it seems like the decision by the Minneapolis Public Schools to disinvest from their relationship with police has kind of spurred additional calls in Chicago, as well as some of the broader concerns about community police relationships that were seeing come out in the protests around the city.
So I have so many family members who work in CPS and have worked in CPS. My mom for 20 years was a clerk in schools in high crime neighborhoods, including at the base of Cabrini Green. She worked at Schiller for a few years. She was at Jordan Community over in the Rogers Park by Howard and Clark over there for a while, over 20 years. There were instances where kids would bring guns to school. There were instances that seemed as if they would have been very difficult for a teacher or somebody who worked for the school to handle or to know how to do it in the right way. And I wonder, what's the alternative? What do you do if you don't have the off-duty police officer there?
Yeah, and so I think that's a good question, and one that people are really in discussions about. So I think first I'll just say the officers that serve in CPS schools are on-duty police officers. So that is their police job, is to be stationed at a Chicago public school. What I'm hearing from folks is that what they want to see is kind of a shift in how we talk about discipline and behavior in Chicago public schools more broadly. So to say, like, a school is a different environment to when you're out on the streets, an educational environment. So they would prefer to try and solve disputes through restorative justice or through maybe looking at some of the deeper roots of concerns that students are having. A lot of young people I'm talking about are saying, like, it's never just that I punch my fellow student. There's something else going on there, whether it's stress about economics or a home situation or any number of things. I think the other thing that comes into this conversation around school that I hear a lot is that it's about resources. So people are saying, if we're going to have two extra adults in our school, and the contract between Chicago Public Schools and the Chicago Police Department is $33 million for this school year, is there a better way to spend that money, is a question that a lot of advocates are asking, and they want social workers or like counselors to help students through those issues. And then the third aspect of that I would say that I think doesn't often come up in this conversation is that CPS does have a force of security guards who are hired and trained. Sometimes those people are former police officers, but they are hired and trained by the school district. So they are not armed, but they are specifically at school for security purpose.
Is the pushback because they're armed or the pushback because they're police?
I think the pushback is because they're police. So the issue, and I know it's concerned some people when they're armed, but I think it is primarily that having a police officer involved in a discipline issue, the concern is that will more quickly escalate involving the criminal justice system rather than if, like, a security guard came and the student had to cool off in a different way. So I think that's the core of that concern. It's a school-to-prison pipeline issue.
I realize you have to de-escalate, and I told, or get in front of it, or if there's ongoing issues with a certain kid who's known to become violent because of other issues in their life, schools deal with that all the time and are forced to have to get in front of those kinds of things. I just think when sometimes you're a reporter in this town, you've seen violent acts at schools. We've seen, some major things break out in schools where it would feel as if having a police officer there, if the principal decided that was a good thing, should it be left up to an individual school or left up to an individual local school council about just knowing what's in their district and the issues that they have to deal with?
Yeah, so the conversation right now, initially, Chicago has gone through kind of a reform of its school police system. So this was the first year that local school councils were given the opportunity to decide whether they wanted to have an officer or not. All of them decided in favor, though there were some complaints about how that process went. Principals are able to kind of show officers around and get a sense of whether they would be a good fit. So I think there's definitely some, there's different opinions, I think, on how to handle difficult incidents in schools, and I think everyone does agree that issues from the outside world, whether they're violence or other issues, come into schools. I think the disagreement is on how you handle those. So the people that are in favor of a restorative justice approach or for bringing more social workers in say that the big issue is never necessarily what the violent incident is, but it's like what underlies that, what are the other stressors, and can schools and should schools play a role in addressing those?
Has the mayor weighed in? I'm just wondering how far this is going, where we are in this process. The Chicago Teachers Union, and we've got some community groups who have been circulating that petition. I know you've been covering that, and they're trying to get this, to make it happen. I just wonder, is CPS moving in that direction, or is the mayor on board? Where are we with all that?
Yeah, I asked the mayor for comment yesterday. I haven't heard back, but the mayor has not yet weighed in. Just this week, the Chicago Police Department had kind of issued a public call for comment about its directives on how school resource officers, which is what school police are called, will work in schools. And then the police department also said that it's launching a working group around school police that will review that public feedback. So I think definitely from the Chicago Police Department side, that conversation is still ongoing. Chicago also had to make a bunch of these changes because of the federal consent decree, so I imagine there will be some review and conversation there. A lot of the requested changes were around school police in particular. But so far, there's no official statement from the mayor on school policing.
Yeah, this is your beat. So, I mean, I think one of the big questions on a lot of parents' minds is, will school open in the fall? And I know there has been no definitive answer on that. Certainly, we'd all know that. But I'm wondering what you're hearing among the community, of people you deal with every day. You're talking to folks who are so close to this and clearly looking at it day by day to decide, do we open the schools in the fall? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think that is still a very open question. What I will say that I'm hearing is that school leadership and district leadership is talking about kind of creative ways to open schools in the fall. So maybe that means staggered class times. Maybe it means smaller classes. There is, I haven't heard anyone say definitively that school will open, but I think the fact that they are looking at a wide variety of options means that it is an ongoing conversation. And I think everyone would love to see schools open and a return to some of that normalcy. But I don't know when we'll know yet.
Yeah. We got a text here. Many students have built long-lasting relationships with SROs. Remind me what that stands for again.
Yeah, school resource officers.
School resource officers. They can either be a police officer or not, right? As it stands?
So it depends on the school district, but in the case of Chicago, they are police officers who are employed by the police department.
Okay, so they're saying many students have built long-lasting relationships with SROs in the 20-plus years I've been an educator in urban schools. Pull the police for a few years and let me know how it goes. Are they thinking of doing a pilot program, or is this going to be something that you think they would move as quickly, you know, quickly as you're seeing in Minneapolis, and even Denver seems very close to it?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. I think that right now there is the school board is appointed, but I still think that it is has advocates who have been more critical than former boards about this. The current police contract with the Chicago Public Schools actually expires at the end of this school year. They had only signed a one-year contract, so there's kind of a natural opening for that conversation there. I would also say that not all Chicago Public Schools have police officers, so I think that might be the place that people can look to say, what does it look like to run a school with hundreds of teenagers and have security guards rather than police officers as security.
Are you hearing this other thing? I'm hearing that that CPS, one of the things they're floating is using the park districts to help them ease into the school year. That's one of the proposals they're looking at, where half the class or a certain portion of the class would go on some days or some weeks, and that the park districts would be used on the other times for e-learning. I know they're trying to get creative in all school districts, trying to make this decision. Are you hearing anything about that?
I haven't heard that specifically. We are watching closely what the childcare options will be at Chicago Park this summer, as well as what remote learning will look like this summer. So I think both of those are going to answer, like, how many students is the district able to reach? Are parents able to go back to work or work in a more uninterrupted way if students are part-time at a park district program, which I believe opens up for registration later this month? So I think that what happens this summer will really impact what things look like in the fall.
All right. Well, that we'll have to wait and see. I mean, there's so many things that we're waiting on notice of, and I know you'll let us know, Yana, if you hear something, or we'll see it in Chalkbeat Chicago, which is the beat you cover here for the city. Do you go beyond the city, too, or are you mostly just in the city?
We cover the state board and we cover state politics and are slowly inching our way to covering some of the bigger suburban school districts. So might see that from time to time.
All right. Well, we'll be watching and checking it out. Chalkbeat Chicago. Yana, thanks so much. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Thank you.